My name is Erlene Stanley. I'm Activities Director for Warrensburg Manor.
All right, Erlene. This time of year, we see a lot of people who would like to be able to volunteer some of their time and give back to their community. So for people who are looking to do that, we like to show off some of our local senior centers and what these people can do for them. So can you tell our listeners just a little bit about some of the opportunities you have?
Okay. We are always in need for volunteers to come in and maybe call bingo, do one-on-ones, which a one-on-one would be just to sit and visit with someone, maybe read a book to someone, do nails. And then, you know, a lot of times if we have volunteers who have special talents, they come in, they entertain us. They, you know, may play the piano, play guitars, just do anything they can for entertainment.
Very good. Now, you yourself, how many people do you usually see come in during the holiday season?
You know, with us living in such a small community area, we feel very fortunate that we have a lot of people during the holidays come in, more than normal throughout the year. We have a lot of different schools that have come in to do Christmas caroling. We've had church groups. We've even had church groups donate Christmas gifts for the residents. So we feel very fortunate that we've had a lot, you know, come in and do the caroling.
That's absolutely wonderful. It's great to hear that so many people are giving back to their community and putting forth that same caring nature. Now, if somebody was interested in going ahead and coming in and volunteering with you guys, what information could you give them to be able to do that?
Well, all they would have to do is contact Warrensburg Manor. And our phone number is 660-747-2216. And they could ask for Erlene Stanley or Carla Pierce.
Very good. And, go ahead.
So I was just saying that includes our activities department, two of us.
All right, very good. Now, we also want to keep in mind that after the holiday season is over, obviously you said you see a spike in that during the holiday season, mm-hmm. So we want to keep in mind that after that holiday season is over, they're still there, and they still love to have people there. So what are some of the times during the year that you see the volunteering slow down the most?
Well, any time that it's in a holiday, maybe during the summer. The summertime is the time of year that we have very low volunteers. We get a lot of our volunteers from UCM, and of course during the summer there is no classes, so we do have a great need for volunteers during the summer.
Very good. All right. Well, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to talk to us about this. Hopefully we can help get some more volunteers out there and keep that holiday spirit going for them. Is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know?
No, but just to say thank you to all the people who have volunteered during the past year, and I hope to see just as many during the future.